Parashat Bo continues describing the Aseret HaMakot, the 10 plagues, and at first glance it seems that it's just a random place to begin this week's parasha. Right? In the middle of the Makot, we just stopped yesterday at the end of the era, and we continue Parashat Bo, somewhere we had to stop in the middle between both parashot. But the truth is that something drastically different happens in the beginning of this week's parasha. You probably remember that in the Haggadah we mentioned the idea that the Makot are divided into groups. Netzach, Hadash, Ba'achav. And without going to all the details of what each group has in common, the phrase, for example, Bo el Paro, if you recall, is the beginning of every second Makah of every series, right? In Sfardea, ויאמר השם בו אל פרעה ומעתה אליו כה אמר השם שלח את עמי ויעבדוני ואם אין אתה שלח איני נוגף את גבולך בצפרדעים. In the second series, in פרק ט', ויאמר השם למשה בו אל פרעה ודיברת אליו כה אמר השם אלוהי העברים שלח עמי ויעבדוני. And if you don't, then אם אין אתה שלח ואותך מחזיק בהם, הנה יד השם הויה במקנך אשר בשדה, בסוסים, בחמורים, בגמלים, בבקר, בצאן, דבר כבד מאוד. And in our parasha, the same phrase begins, ויאמר השם משה בוא אל פרעה, כי אני הכבדתי את ליבו ואת לב עבדיו. So the pattern continues that in the second makah of every series, הקדוש ברוך הוא uses the phrase בוא אל פרעה, come and warn פרעה. But something a bit different happens here. The Torah tells us here again, in the beginning of this parasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it very difficult for Paro to make a decision. Ki ani ichbarti et libo v'et lev avadav. Now notice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only machbid lev Paro, but also lev Paro v'avadav. In this parasha, the avadim, the avdei paro, meaning the Egyptians themselves who are surrounding paro, are also a factor in what's going on in Egypt. And when Moshe comes to paro and tells paro, let my people go, at this point, vayomru avdei paro elav ad matai yezelanu lemokesh. Suddenly, the people around Paro telling Paro, it's time to wake up. It's time to realize that we're about to be destroyed. Haterem teda ki avda Mitzrayim, his advisors, the people surrounding Paro, are telling him, Paro, we've had enough. And the truth is, at this point, for the first time, Paro is considering sending Bnei Israel out of Egypt. But, as we know, he still ends up telling them, no, vaygar shotam me'et pnei faro. It seems that this is a very crucial point in the process of Paro unwilling to let the people go. Many commentators, the Rambam, for example, have discussed this idea of how did Hashem take away the free will of Paro, what does it mean? But one thing for sure comes out of this week's parasha. Paro is not rational anymore. Paro, who in the beginning has his free will, seems to have lost it by just being such a... by hardening his own heart and not being able even to see the rational situation in front of him which would demand from him to let the people go. When his people, when his own avadim, when his own advisors come to him and tell him, Paro, it is time to let Am Yisrael go because we are about to be destroyed, Paro cannot see anymore what's good for his own people. He'd rather mamash go down with Am Yisrael. Go down with his own people than being willing to let Am Yisrael go. If until now we can talk about Paro looking at the situation and saying, "Well, I'd rather have my slaves. It's a rational decision." That's it. Paro himself has lost his ability to choose because Paro is so, he himself hardened himself so much, and that's part of Vashem Ikshat Lev Paro. Not necessarily that he took away his free will, but rather that the situation brought Paro to not be able anymore to distinguish between good and bad and to distinguish what's good for him, what's good for his own people, That already left this week's parsha. And that's when we see, when Hashem says, V'nyachef leparo v'avadav, suddenly we see the avadav of Paro, they're able to see it, and Paro himself is not able to see it. Bokeh tov.